Typically, this is a news week we look forward to a lot here at our program. World leaders are gathered at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, as they do every September, and we get a chance to geek out about diplomacy. A big question many were asking this session: would officials from the U.S. and Iran meet? Or would there be some hallway shuttle diplomacy between the two countries? Attempts to broker a meeting on the sidelines at the UN between President Trump and Iran's President Hassan Rouhani collapsed, though. Trump is dealing with other matters. In New York today, the Iranian president at a solo press conference spoke through a translator.
They keep saying that we wish to speak to Iran. We have no problem talking or negotiating, but we are not willing, with the existence of preconditions, to enter into talks.
The preconditions refer to economic sanctions imposed by the U.S. government on Iran. Brian Hook is a State Department special representative for Iran. I asked him if he'd reached out to any members of the Iranian delegation during his stay in New York this week.
No, this is something which we're very much focused on, our diplomacy here. The president and the secretary of state have made clear many times that we are open to a meeting with the Iranians, but the Iranians continue to say no.
The sense one gets from the White House, and it's not just meeting President Rouhani, there's a sense that an audience with President Trump is an honor. That may be the case with Kim Jong-un, who's been isolated from the world for so long. But the sense one gets from the Iranians is that sitting down with Trump would be a political liability in the eyes of many Iranian people. How do you square that circle?
Well, that's really a question for the Iranians. The Iranians face a choice. They can either accept the diplomatic off-ramps that we have been offering for many years, or they can watch their economy continue to collapse. They're already in a deep recession.
I mean, Iran would say the sanctions are choking them. France's President Macron suggesting economic incentives for Iran to re-embrace the nuclear idea. Can Iran divide the U.S. from its European allies over the nuclear deal?
I think quite the opposite. Now that you have the United Kingdom, France, and Germany all demanding that Iran enter into the negotiations to address its threats to peace and security, which include its missile proliferation, I think, as the French foreign minister said, the Iranian attacks on Saudi Arabia are a game changer.
I mean, we all know what's at stake here with the standoff. Iran's president, Rouhani, warned this week that a single blunder could fuel a big fire in the region. And Saudi Arabia's foreign minister told my BBC colleague Liz Doucette this week that appeasement has not worked in response to Iran and a military response was possible. I mean, how worried are you about the possibility of stumbling into war?
If there is a blunder, it is something that will be committed by Iran because it has a regime that uses terrorism as a tool of statecraft. And this is one of the many things that the regime has got to stop doing. They engage in extortion-like tactics like any regular mafia does, and we are denying them that. And I think here in New York at the UN General Assembly, we have seen an increasing frustration by diplomats with Foreign Minister Zarif, who continues to lie about the attacks on Saudi Arabia. He's losing credibility, and the international community is losing patience.
So given the really heated politics in Washington this week, how are you going to make progress on Iran policy going forward?
We hope that at some point pragmatism will prevail in Tehran. It has happened before. The regime does respond positively to pressure. We've seen this many times over the last 40-year history of this regime.
Yeah, but that sounds like a big hope. Won't all foreign policy from the U.S. take a back seat if this nation is focused on congressional hearings? And isn't that frustrating for you?
We have been able to conduct our diplomacy here without any interruption.
It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that there have really been no efforts made to reach out to the Iranians.
We have made that very clear many times over 2.5 years. President Trump and Secretary Pompeo have said repeatedly that they would meet with the Iranians. The Iranians are not meeting our diplomacy with diplomacy. They are meeting it with military force.
But you've just explained that you really didn't make any efforts to reach out to the Iranians in New York. So where is diplomacy on the U.S. side?
I think you're confusing a couple of things. We have made it clear publicly that we are ready to meet with the Iranians. The Iranians are rejecting that diplomatic off-ramp. We have done everything we can diplomatically to create the conditions for a better path, but Iran is choosing the wrong path.
Do you think Iranian officials are just playing out the clock? Are they thinking, well, if there's a new president-elect in 2020, what's the incentive to cut a deal now?
I think that's a good question. Our assessment is that Iran is gambling that their resistance is greater than our economic pressure. I would say this week at the UN marked a turning point. Iran crossed the line by attacking Saudi Arabia. They are going to be increasingly diplomatically isolated, and it's going to become a very untenable thing for them. So I expect to see Saudi Arabia ask the UN Security Council to take action in response to the attacks against Saudi. And I think we're going to see a lot of countries increasingly comfortable with holding Iran to a higher standard.
You don't think the Security Council would say, well, you know, the United States walked out of this deal that the five partners agreed on. How do we say, go ahead and bomb Iran?
That is not what we said. That is not our position. We do know that being outside of the Iran deal increases the odds that we are going to be able to accomplish our longer-term objective of denying Iran from ever getting a nuclear weapon. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the Iran nuclear is a bad deal with many, many defects. We have been saying this for over 2.5 years, and we are very pleased to see our European allies agree with us.
Brian Hook, the State Department Special Representative for Iran, speaking to us from the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.